Hello, my name is Brandy Hofer, your host and founder of Color Me Happy, a community podcast and book, all of which I started in my in-home studio whilst in the throes of motherhood. I am an artist, author, educator, and mother to three beautiful boys. We live and create together in our in-home studio that is tucked away in the quiet Canadian prairies. Our podcast and community was built to empower and inspire. We chat about everything from motherhood, the art world, business, and health in the most honest and authentic way. It's totally unedited and unfiltered. If you love what we do here, become a part of our free community, Color Me Happy. We have grown the community to support our members with features and interviews. Our link is in the notes. Thank you for being here. I sure do appreciate your time. Hello and welcome to Color Me Happy Color Me Happy podcast. We have a free community too. And I really encourage you, I know I have a lot of regular listeners, to share whatever you're working on. We have What Are You Working On Wednesday in the community. Also, if you have any questions about anything you're doing, or if you have something you'd like to share with the community, or if you'd be interested in joining us on the podcast, whatever it is, share in the community, interact. It's there to support one another, find friends, and just, you know, be yourself. So that's all we can do. Or share if you like our book, share, like recently I had someone reach out and really love the concept of Be Brave Days in our marketing freebie. So that was really cool, and she really connected with that. But it's also a chapter in our book, by the way. But it was like in, I mixed in the content that I had with that as well. So all very cool. And this week we have guest Courtney Florence. We get geeky about women's health for sure. So you'll like it or not be interested at all. But if you're a woman going through all of these things, we have so much on our plates. We have so much to deal with in our lives. And we kind of go through discovering what can help, what we've gone through, and through trials and tribulations, and trial and error. And so it's a good one, I think. I like to get geeky about food and hormone health and stuff like that. So it was a perfect guest. She is, she'll tell you in the episode exactly. There was like four things. She's an artist, but also she does like body talk and yoga. And so a lot with like tapping in to who you are. And she also does the moon thing where they like do your birthday and know, like very good, very awesome female, and we were happy to have her on in person. So she's local to where I live. So check her out, and you can find her at Courtney Florence XOXO. Thank you so much to our community partners, BioClean Disaster Services, Nouveau Laser and Aesthetic Center, Oasis Hot Yoga and Spin Studio, and Red Bicycle Communication for your ongoing support in our podcast. And thank you, you listener, for being here, and we'll chat soon. Feel free to reach out anytime at Brandy Hofer Studios or at brandyhofer.ca. What is it you really do? Yeah, that question. Welcome, Courtney. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. It's good to see you in person. This is the first time we met
in person.
But we're in the same place. Yeah, so give the audience an overview of what you do.
So I'm an artist, yoga teacher, body talk practitioner, and then I'm also a human design reader.
What is that? Let's go all of it, but specifically, what is a human design reader?
So it's basically, you know, astrology and stuff like that, how your date of birth and all of that plays a role in who you are.
Like your moon, what is it called?
Yeah, your moon rising star sign. Usually people know their star signs, but this is like, it's completely different and more in depth than that. It takes your like time, date, and location of birth. And it like shows you a map of the different
your
ways
destiny. No, that I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I wish, but it doesn't It doesn't predict that. But it kind of shows you just different ways that you operate from other people. It's like another one of those things. And I'm obsessed with that because I find, like, you know, there's no, like, cookie cutter way of being. Mm-hmm. And this, like, really shows you that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Cool. Oh my gosh, I want that done. Yeah. You probably can't just do it right now.
No.
You mean like a chart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to pull up your chart.
I want
to
do it right now.
Me and my sister actually do it together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's there's a lot to it then.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
But you can keep it simple.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I think I looked it up once and I was like, oh, that makes sense. But yeah. I'm sure that wasn't very accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do it.
There is, like, one example, the difference between me and my sister. She's what they say is a generator, which she has, like, this energy to do the things when she loves it. She has, like, nonstop energy. And then for me, I can do things I love, but there's a cap for me. And I used to think something was wrong with me, like, maybe I don't love the things that I'm doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I do. I just have a cap.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I need to rest.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Who doesn't?
Yeah, the big draw towards human design is we were learning our own, and we ran a business together, and we fought way less once we understood each other. And we're like, holy shit, there's something to this.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Cool.
Yeah. So then we took the course, and here we are.
Okay, yeah. So you had to get certified somewhat for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And
it kind of just, like, naturally plays into everything that we already do, so.
Yeah. You have a physical location?
We do mostly things online. Like,
oh, okay.
I do. Yeah.
Online. Okay. And what is it? What's your Instagram called?
The Instagram for Human Design is the Human Design Sisters.
Oh, yeah, you said that. At
yeah.
Human Design Sisters.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to like, come on, Miranda, keep up. Okay, so why you came here, we got talking about, like, women's health and hormones and that adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about or start from the beginning of your personal story and journey through that?
Well, I feel like, yeah, I started struggling with acne in high school, like early on. And now with hindsight, looking back, knowing that, you know, chronic stress and all that stuff plays such a big part in your hormones. That makes sense for that. But yeah, like right after high school, I started struggling with it. And like it got like so bad, you know, like huge cysts, almost like looked like my face was like dripping with acne, you know. And there was and I was trying everything. I was doing, you know, raw food, I was doing all of that stuff. But then also being that age, I was partying, I was doing all the, you
yeah,
know, all the things,
binge drinking,
yeah,
which was a big part of our
culture
when
yeah.
we were that age. Like if you think about and I talked about this with someone the other day, is like the movies we were watching, and like it was like American Pie and all these, like they were always like
yeah.
getting lost on some adventure, being blackout drunk, right?
Absolutely.
It's like,
yeah.
And really, if you listen to like the Rich Roll podcast or anything like that, where they are talking about sobriety, or he brings people on the subject matter of like even minimal drinking, like even like a few drinks a week can cause like intense brain fog and cause depression and so many things. So just to be like, obviously I don't want to like push people to like, you can't do anything because it doesn't work.
They want to do it more.
Yeah, it doesn't work. But like be more conscious of what you're doing and how you feel afterward, it I think is a really good indicator of maybe like even with your children too, like talking to them about like, okay, you ate all your Halloween candy, how do you feel? Like,
well,
how do you feel now?
Exactly. And I think that's a thing. It's also to look at it in like terms of coping, right? Because like, you know, a lot of that, like drugs, alcohol, if you're using it to cope, in a sense, it's like, you know, like even using your phone constantly if you're feeling like stressed out. I think that's what I had to sit back and look at, you know, because people say after a long day, like, oh, I need a drink, you know? But if it's like, you know, used to celebrate or like, you know, rather than it being something that like you habit. Need to cope
yeah.
with. Because that's kind of what it became for me, like drugs and alcohol. And I really had to sit with that. And I really make a conscious choice not to drink when I'm sad. Or upset, because that can like,
which is really hard.
Yeah, because it just, you know, brings out the worst in me. I know other people are different, and you know.
Oh, I definitely am the worst as well, and get really depressed and.
Yeah, the booze blues.
I was so, so low. I was at the, like, lowest point of my life. And finally, I went on antidepressants, and they're like, you can't drink with this. So it's, like, kind of a blessing in disguise. And then that was the biggest culprit in depression. So
the booze.
Quitting that. And, of course, like, being active every day. If I'm not active, I also am just not nice. So it's, like... Yeah, it's finding what works for you and being more, conscious and sitting with, you know, what am I doing and why am I doing this? Like, the why is really important. And did that help with your skin then when you started?
That's the thing. Like, it didn't fully help with my skin. Even noticing any type of restriction, I find, and that's another part of my journey with my skin is, you know, it brought me into doing body talk, but body talk, like it's so deep rooted, I find, like the issues, and now I'm dealing with it on the hormonal level, which is amazing because I can see the pattern, you know, and, but I tried a lot of restrictive diets, and I also struggled. That's the hard part, is I've struggled with bulimia. So having any kind of restriction when you've struggled with an eating disorder is, you know, shitty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, so I've even noticed now, it's like, I've gone through, you know, just meat and dairy. I've done, you know, raw food. I've never done fully no meat, but it's never resonated with me to do that. So... yeah, but none of that truly helped me. I know it's just, I think, like, early on, having that stress and depression, like, younger, as I was developing, I think that had a huge impact on the way my hormones, like, my progesterone and everything. So, because it's been impacting me since then, you know, since that development, so... yeah, kind of, and, you know, doing yoga, body talk, all these tools, it's funny because it's all to support the nervous system, which is, like, what is helpful for all of that, too.
Yeah.
You know? So.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's hard because stress is, like, well, for me, it, specifically with children, it's, like, I'm in fight or flight all the time. I cried when they went to school, and I was, Jenny was sitting on the step with me. I still had one with me, but it was just like they're constantly fighting, and like they have energy, and which I love their energy, and I love going outside with them, but like indoors, like in close quarters with them, they're just like, yeah, like fighting a lot, and you're just like,
ugh. Overstimulated.
Like, yeah, it is, and I do put in my AirPods, like at a certain point in the day, I'm like, I just have to like check out for a second and like just do the work and zone out and whatever, right?
My sister has these Beats by Dre or something. Anyways, they're headphones that go over your ears, and I put them on and it just felt like everything was gone.
Yeah,
you know? I'm like, I need to invest in these. I mean, I don't have kids, but yeah, like, I watch my sister's kids.
I can't do the total, I can't silence it out all the way, because, like, if someone's bleeding or something. Like, I need to know.
Someone's dying. Yeah.
You know, if they're fighting really hard, which I imagine gets worse as they get older, because they're 9 and, 7 and four. So I'm sure it'll get like more, there's going to be more physicality. Hopefully not. I do not condone like physical solutions to like, that's not a thing. I'm just like, oh, they're boys, they fight. It's like, no, that's not a solution to your issues. Just throw a punch. I got a knee in the lip the other day and I was bleeding. It was a little bit. I'm just like, I'm gonna, I looked at my husband and I was like, I need a minute. Yeah. Gotta go.
Please help.
Like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Just, yeah. So, it's a lot. And I was talking to my friend and I'm like, he's like, you need a prescription to, because I was like, the only time my rashes, I have psoriasis, so it's an autoimmune disorder. So I'm sure it's like mostly stress.
Yeah.
On, because it's nervous system, right? And like, I've tried every diet under the sun and every elimination, still on a lot of it. And I do know what works and I do know what makes it worse when I do eat it.
Yeah.
But the stress is always there. So it's always there. The only time it went away was in France. And I was like eating baguette and drinking wine and cheese and like everything that I can't have now that makes it worse.
But they have a different wheat there.
Yes, they do. So. They have better quality stuff because of what they're allowed to use by the FDA. Well, I don't even know if it's the FDA. They have different laws with food. And what
regulations and stuff.
Yeah. So whatever we spray on wheat to make it mature and dry out, that's what they're not allowed to use. And a different, yeah, like
strain.
A GMO wheat. Yeah, I could talk about that. So I did some research on it. Female scientist was like, the wheat is different than it was in the 60s and whatever, and
because it's it's stronger and it's able to produce more, right?
Quicker
and
higher yields and stuff like that. So yeah, they're not allowed to do that. So I'm sure it was probably stress and then what? Yeah, they're like, because I was living in a place without a grocery store, so I had to bike 4 kilometers to get my baguette and wine.
That sounds amazing.
So I'm sure a lot of it was like, they had to make it themselves, you know, they ground the wheat and whatever and made the cheese there. And like, it was in Nogent-sur-Seine. So, that was the only time they went away. So my friend was like, you need a prescription to go back to France. I was like, I do need a prescription to just go get wind out by the river. That would be awesome.
Go for a vacation.
Yeah. At least. I imagine I'll be able to do that more when the kids are a little bit older or, you know, in school. In like 10 years, I'll be able to do... It was an artist residency, so I was painting there. So it was really cool.
That is so cool.
But for now, so that's the thing. Like, I either wear it on my face or all over my skin when I'm not doing the stuff, which is really frustrating.
Like,
I know eggs will give me cystic acne, and you're like, okay, so don't eat eggs. Great. However, eggs are like mysteriously in so many items.
I know, like all the condiments. It's like, what?
Yeah. I know, and mayonnaise is good.
It's the best.
It's really hard to like not have mayonnaise.
It is.
And like, potatoes are so bad. Like, people just don't know, right?
But it's so weird because, like, there's nutritionists that say potatoes are really good. They're actually really good, and people demonize them. Like, holistic.
It's what they absorb.
Right.
Yeah. So it's what they absorb in the soil, and it goes back to farming and what we're allowed to do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So if you grow your own potatoes.
If you grow your own potatoes in a safe environment. Yeah. It sucks once you do, and that's, I went and saw a naturopath and she was like, don't look too far into things because you'll just get lost. She's like, you'll have nothing to eat.
Yeah. It's like, we're women too. So researching.
Yeah. I am a forever learner and, it just does get so I would say, like, don't eliminate. You can do an elimination diet and find out, like, how you feel when, but it's pretty difficult. But they start with, like, you know, it's most likely eggs or potatoes or, like, something like that, right?
For me, it's, like, I was like, you know what, I'll try this asparagus and, like, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, like, those vegetables. But I'm pretty sure that they have high estrogen in them. So, and I have estrogen dominance, and because I got my blood test done, I finally got my testosterone results back. She's like, it's so weird because your levels of all these things are all great, but, and then the progesterone is low and the estrogen is high.
Yeah.
Like, testosterone's okay. So it does make sense for those foods to bug me, but yeah, I guess I could live without them.
Yeah. And okay. So we were talking on Instagram, and we sent, I don't know if we were typing or doing voice memos. I mostly do voice cause I don't have time to type in my life. But, so when we're talking about everything you can eat, there's actually a blood test, and we both said we wish we started with the blood test. I think it's pretty expensive though. Do you know how much it is? I think it's like $3,000.
A blood test,
like,
to see,
oh, see what you're allergic to, not balance your hormone levels, but to see what exactly causes the lectins. They're called lectins, and the way your body reacts to certain foods causes inflammation in your body and causes heart disease and causes cancer and causes all these things, because your body's constantly fighting them, because
it's not good.
Everyone's individualized. And when we were talking, I have been looking into, I crushed it in 2 days, the eat for your blood type diet. And it makes sense, because, like, when you see the naturopath, they're trying to figure it out with you. But they, like, if eating mostly meat worked for someone, they're going to recommend that to all women. But all women aren't the same. All plants and animals aren't the same.
Yeah.
No flower blooms the same way twice. And humans are that, like, we're all unique. So figuring out, and so I really dove in an obsessive way, and I still am about blood type. So I feel like getting that figured out, and she wouldn't let me have it. She's like, well, no, because you have to re-eat everything for it to show up what's causing the issues in your blood. I was like, I don't want to go back to what I know I can't have. So
is that the naturopath said you had to re-eat everything?
Yeah, so yeah. I would have to eat dairy and gluten and
all of that stuff.
Eggs and, yeah, I'd just be like, because it causes so much pain and rashes that, like, I don't know if I'd want to do that again.
It's not worth it. I know, it is hard though, like, guessing, always guessing, oh, am I going to have a reaction to this or not? But, yeah, it sucks.
It does suck. And I feel like a ton of women are going through this
at
our, like, age range. How old are you? You're younger than me.
30.
30, yeah. So yeah. I'm, yeah, 7 years older. But I feel like it's harder than it was. And I don't know if the stresses in our... And I do have... Our stresses in our lives are different, maybe, too. And the world is changing. And I do have a pharmacist coming on, actually specifically to talk about female hormones, so I'm really excited.
That is exciting.
Yeah, in April, so
I'll be listening to that.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get some, well, I want to constantly have women on to talk about the things that we're struggling with and health issues, and of course sex and pleasure. We've had a lot of people on talking about that, but they're the top podcast because it's so hush-hush and shameful. But yeah, I want to keep researching and figuring out what could be beneficial and what women could do. And another book I can highly recommend is Fix Your Period by Nicole Jardin. And she talks about what you can eat. And what,
During the cycles. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. It's not just like a mask you throw over everyone's and put them all into this category. Like, women, if you're struggling with skin, like, the naturopath was like, meat, and then I was like, a year of that, I was like, this isn't working. Some of the stuff we did, like getting on Cycle Smart to balance that high estrogen, that helped, but not the meat did not help at all, and I felt gross eating it. Like, I didn't feel, I was like, I feel like that, like, I don't love, like, I like bacon on a sandwich, but I don't love, like, I don't crave, like, a pan full of bacon. Yeah. Or, and not only that, but the sodium nitrate, really, like, I was like, but bacon? Like, that's, like, pork? Like, so it didn't sit right with the knowledge I had about food, right?
Right.
And she was like, sausage, bacon, meat, steaks. And I was, I do like filet mignon. So I was like, sweet, but that's so expensive. Just having filet every day. And so I tried it. And then I went into the, people are like, I'm dropping off now. This is too dorky. But I went into the blood type research. And I'm A, Rh negative. And I'm not supposed to have red meat at all, it says. So
yeah.
I've been trying it the last few months and I actually feel way better, but I do get egged every now and then by accident. And honestly, like a few pretzels, like the tiniest bit of egg, whatever, like is 2 months of suffering.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I told you, I was like, oh, I figured out, oh, if I have matcha every day, my skin will be clear. Because it was like the clearest it's ever been for 3 weeks. But then
green tea is great, though. And matcha is amazing.
It is. Yeah. It is. But I think because like most natural things, and I think it plays, this is what I'm thinking now, of course, all these theories, but I think it plays into that, the cycle. You know, like to take it during a certain time, because I started taking it right after my period, but I took it
when
through
you're high energy
and high like, ish, like yeah. And so I'm curious about that for like matcha. Like, I'm gonna try to do it for 3 weeks out of the month and like stop during my period, and then continue right after
and relax. Because yeah. It is quite a high. It packs a lot of caffeine. Yeah.
Even just like a little bit. And I like cut out coffee and everything for this too. And I mean, really, I don't like coffee. I love Bulletproof.
yeah.
I love like creamy treat.
Yeah.
But I like to have a black coffee isn't my, like I don't miss it, I guess that. Mm-hmm. But if I do go to my sister's, I'll dabble in a Bulletproof because she's always making them.
yeah. And what I love about, and you ended up, you said you were O.
Yeah, I'm O.
So you're very opposite of me.
Yeah, the red meat, the no pork, which makes sense for me. I don't even like ham.
Yeah.
You know? The only sad parts for me were probably potatoes.
Yeah. Yes, I think mine says white potatoes, but I can have red potatoes or something like that. And it's so interesting. It's like, how did they mark it down to like, there's some crazy shit in there.
I know.
Like they're like dolphin or whatever. Like they tested everything like under the sun, like every type of bean, every
and
like.
And it's the weight, like, because I didn't read the book, but I was just looking at the information and my type. But it's, they tested the way the blood reacts to the food, like once the food
in the body.
Is in the body. Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes, out of everything I've read, listened to, researched, it makes the most sense. Like maybe like an egg yolk for one A, maybe isn't the same for another A or something. Like maybe there's a, like, but that's why I would say to get the blood test if you can first, if you can afford it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I do, it makes, and I ask people and you can kind of tell by their, and it's huge in China, like huge.
That's
and
what
has
they go
been
with.
For, they ask what your blood type is at a job interview. That's how huge it is. Like it means a lot.
Right, I was gonna say that it probably has something.
There's an app, it's called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. It's like $5 or $6 or something like that for a one-time payment, and you can look at it. And my friend showed it to me 2.5 years ago, and I was like, oh dude, I just went to Southern Naturopath and I'm just eating meat and trying this other stuff out, and this says I can't have meat, so I'm gonna try this first. But I can't go on, like, if I was like, I can't do this right now. But he couldn't eat anything. Like, his tongue swelled up. Like, he was down to, like, steak
and like sweet potato and hemp parts and milk. It was such a weird, like,
crazy.
Yeah. So like he actually saw, a Chinese medicine man and like was dealing with energy and stuff. But then he started the blood type thing. They recommended it because his doctor was like, or I forget if it was his doctor or who he was seeing, maybe a naturopath or a doctor, but he's like, dude, I'm just throwing it out here because you're like down to nothing and your life is not enjoyable. Like, this is a struggle for you. You have to pack a cooler with you everywhere you go.
I feel like, though, that's really what brings people to alternative things is like being desperate.
And he's like, I've tried this with 16 like high intense runners. And it's worked for all of them. They had these huge guts, and they were running with these guts. They're like, we run. And we're like, still having trouble with our guts. Like, what's going on? He's like, every one of these guys that I put on this blood type diet worked.
Their gut
just do it. Try it, man. Like, try it. You've got nothing left to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Dad started eating again. He started eating greens. He started eating. He's type O. So got to eat all those meats again, and it was like a miraculous, like a huge thing in his life because he was going on years of eating four things, right?
Yeah.
And all those things were on, what he was eating were on the O blood type. But yeah, most people can't have like weird things like cauliflower. And
like sugar.
Well, of course, sugar.
Sugar's
not good for anyone ever, unfortunately.
I know.
And coconut stuff. Like, the health world was like, coconut, coconut, coconut.
I know. That's another thing where I'm like, that's so curious. Like, the coconut. Especially within, you know, holistic nutrition. Because it's, you know, supposed to be, it's all about, like, holistic nutrition, they kind of understand, even like
organic it's fine, coconut milk, but it's and quite stuff. Rich and very caloric.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
It was one of the big substitutes for me not having dairy, right?
Coconut?
Yeah. For in like any sort of baking or any.
That's what I used too, was the coconut, but it didn't have any gums in it, like the guar gum or anything. Yeah. And I found I was okay, but, I was making, like, it's sad when you're trying to cut things out because you make, like, the saddest meals sometimes. But, yeah, I do find with the O type, it's not that restrictive when it comes to food, which is good.
It's like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
If you figure out your O, you're like, okay, yeah, all the roast and filet I want.
Yeah. And I have been, like, since you sent me that, and then I was just getting a blood test, like, I think the next day or that day, and I was like, you know, can I get my blood type? And
did they give it to you?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll just take another.
That was nice of them. A lot of times they say no and don't want to bother.
Well, it's people. I live in a small town, so pretty accommodating. It's like no lineup when you go get like those tests.
They were rushed. Like, no, you don't have time for your weird blood type test.
I don't even think it's like considered a town, but
totally. You can just order a kit online too on Amazon, and test your blood.
Like to see what
your type. Yeah, it's easy. If you're like weird about pricking your finger, not easy.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, I don't want to prick my own finger. Like, it sends a little finger pricker. I had gestational diabetes with my first child, so like that doesn't, I still have my, I was like, I had to test 3 times a day. So, like, I was, thanks, Dad. Super genetic diabetes.
Lots of women get that too, though.
Yeah, diabetes.
Like gestational
diabetes.
Pregnancy.
Yeah, I did.
Because I think one of my older sister got it when she was pregnant too.
Yeah, and they were like,
my mom had it.
Super high fats, like do all, and this is where like commercialization and like fad diets really like pisses me off a little bit.
Me
because,
too.
Like, oh, by the way, everyone, Dr. Oakter? The Atkin? Or no, Dr. Atkins.
Oakter, I think that's Oakter's the wheat
guy
or something.
Yeah, pizza guy. Atkins, there we go. He just died, just so everyone knows, not at a very old age. And his diet would work for O blood type.
That's what his was?
Low wheat, low, high meat. It works for some people, but it doesn't work for everyone. And I just want to just plug the blood type diet again. If you go and read the reviews on Amazon, there's 9,000 reviews, and they're very authentic, and they're all like, you know, my wife had psoriasis and she tried everything under the sun and she's done this and now it's been 10 years no psoriasis, or it cured my diabetes and whatever. Oh, speaking back to diabetes though, they were like high fat, high whatever, and new research has come out about diabetes and stuff like bacon and high fat foods and high fat yogurts, and high fat is the leading cause of diabetes over sugar intake. High saturated, so obviously if you eat a lot of fast food and stuff, you're probably going to get diabetes. It actually blocks the ability for your body to deal with sugar more than like the sugar itself.
Like high fat, you mean like cream and stuff like that?
Cream and high saturated fats. Yeah, so if diabetes is in your future, like, be a little bit conscious of that. I know what we're talking about is like super overwhelming, but I think if you research and be an advocate for yourself and not step into the Atkins diet or just like blindly, you know.
I think it is to, you know, again, being intentional with it as well. Like, you know, are you, you know, what's the purpose for doing these things? Mm-hmm. And I get, because there's people out there that'll go on Ozempic to, you know, lose weight, right?
Yeah.
So I think, like, I don't know. It's tough when you're desperate for change.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially, you know, like when you have tried everything, it's like, it's tough. But,
well, for skin stuff too, like confidence.
Yeah.
When I have stuff happening on my face, I like, it takes me down at least 15% of like.
And I do want to say, like, no judgment for what people need to do or want to do for themselves, right? But yeah, I agree too with the skin. It does. It's like
you can't hide it.
And it's like, right? twice a month for me, because that estrogen like spikes up twice a month. And like, I tried doing the progesterone cream, like I said, when we were talking, and I was allergic to the ingredients in it. I was waking up with like a closing throat, and I was like, itchy.
And that's like, so that's a fake hormone or a hormone, whatever, or horse pee.
It said it was from yams. It said it was from yams.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
The source was from yams, and there was like other ingredients in there, but yeah, it just made me feel like shit. And I, of course, was like, oh, this is just par for the course.
Yeah.
But then I finally stopped taking it. But I know that's the tough part, too.
It's high estrogen. So if people are, okay, so your body, your period.
Yeah.
Your period's telling you things. So I had extremely heavy flow, tons, like so much. Like, I talked to my sister-in-law and she's like, I just wear those cups all day. I was like, I had to take my cup out every hour. She's like, what? I was like, yeah. It was like murder.
Yeah.
It's like murder happened in my bathroom. Like, the cups weren't fun. Like, I couldn't even wear a cup. Like, and so, and then chronic yeast infections is high estrogen. So your body is telling you these things. You just kind of have to research it. Like, you have a rash, you have cystic acne, you have, like, your body is trying to tell you, you have, like, wheat for me, as soon as because I googled elbow rash and they're like, it's most likely wheat. So I was like, I'll just try 4 days of no wheat. What have I got to lose? I lost 4 inches in 4 days of inflammation. So not, and I was wondering, I was like, I exercise all the time. Why is my gut like?
Dude, I know. I tried that, the whole like meat and cream and fats and all that like diet, and I, like, my body was full of inflammation, and like I started like adding in veggies and stuff again, fruits, because I love fruits. Like, I could live off of fruits if I could, you know. Mm. But I had like cut all those out because it was sugar, you know. But I do love
Don't cut out
the idea.
Don't cut out berries, you guys. Berries are the best for you. Like,
yeah.
Like,
and
depending on what you can tolerate, but like blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. I know actually blackberries because my son's O, so I looked into what was good
and
for him.
And oranges, I don't
oranges
think
aren't good for anyone, yeah. Apparently.
And those I ate like in abundance when I was little.
I remember
little.
My mom was like, I always get a zit on my chin when I eat oranges. And I thought she was just like
saying
crazy. Yeah. You're just like, sure, mom, whatever.
Yeah, why
but
did they make them
she
so
She loved
good?
Meat, so I imagine she, I can't ask her, but I imagine she was an O as well because she like...
And also,
loved red meat.
Like lots of nutritionists and stuff. And there's even this girl, she's like a biochemist. I follow her on Instagram. I forget her name is, what her name is. But she says that if you eat the fiber first, that actually slows down the way that glucose spikes.
Oh, is it the glucose goddess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her. Yeah.
She's, some people hate her hard because of like the way she's, like, with the research that she's done. But I think, yes, like, obviously she knows a lot about glucose spiking because, like, she has everyone wearing
the yeah.
things, right?
Yeah, and testing that it's...
So having, or it's protein, fiber...
It's fiber.
Is it fiber?
Fiber, protein, and then, like...
Carb.
Fiber, yeah.
Protein, carb.
And then your carbs are at the end and like your sugar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your fruits, even your fruits and stuff
That's
like that.
That's why dessert's at the end of the meal.
Right? It's yeah. like the classic old way. But also, you know, what I love about that is she's like, you're going to have to eat more. And I think that's also an issue with women and like, you know, being a mother, like how much do you sit down to like, you know,
chew your food,
make yourself a nice meal or... You know, I mean, I'm sure you make beautiful meals, but like, you know, watching after a kid, I feel like we just, you know, undernourish ourselves a lot, you know?
Well, and in our culture, it's hustle culture. So everything's
yeah.
processed. Anything you buy, like,
but
I
it's easy,
hate
like,
traveling because like the airport has nothing I can eat.
Yeah.
Like not one. And I'm so hungry at the airport. And like layovers, and I was just like, it's the worst part of coming home because I pack on the way there, but like I haven't prepared it. I can pack snacks, but and fruit and stuff, but I can't prepare a meal before I fly home because I'm usually somewhere without a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of yeah. I hate always coming home from somewhere because even the salads are just. I'm never satisfied from just a salad.
A salad, yeah. I wonder if in China, like, if they would have, because they're so into that, if they have, like, certain meals, you know, for,
yeah.
For the blood types.
Yeah, I don't know.
At
maybe.
Restaurants.
Maybe. But also airport food is usually gross. But, yeah, over-processed. Let's get back to that. Let's get back to daily life and just the fact that people, yeah, don't take the time to... buy the right groceries. Actually, I have to get this back from my... Sorry, I'm like, my brain jumps around so hard. But I really like the Jillian Harris. I was so surprised. My husband bought it for me for Christmas, and I was like, oh, it's just another person selling a thing. But
yeah.
her cousin that she works with is really into food, so it's actually very good. And then they did, like, Jilly's favorites. But they talk about meal prep and... staples you should have in your fridge at all times. And there was a Netflix special too of staples. If you have these things, if you get into a routine of you can use an app and order your groceries and pick them up, huge time saver, right?
Yeah.
Having those ingredients ready for you.
I always do that at Superstore.
I mean, I definitely, me too. I definitely overbuy salad ingredients.
Salads.
I always overbuy lettuce in high hopes that I'll use it. I just need something warm. That's all.
Yeah.
And but like having that ready every Sunday or whatever, every Friday morning, you get your groceries, prep it. You always have the right ingredients to prepare these two or three meals that like you know are staples that you can make from the same ingredients. I think that's a really great way to, like, slay the week with making food and being prepared. Like, and my sister who runs her yoga studio, always running, spinning, yoga, like three times a day.
She's always on the schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, because she has to be. Like, people, you know, have lives, like, her staff has lives too, and they, like, she's the fill-in person. She's O, so she has high energy, and it's so funny. Here I go jumping off the subject again, but it's so funny, and this is why I ask people what they are, because it makes sense on their lifestyle and their personalities. So she has the ability to spin and do yoga and whatever multiple times a day and still do well. And for a few years, and I would say she was struggling with depression, I'd say she was struggling a bit. And her partner were vegetarians, and she's O. So then once that relationship was over, she went back onto meat, and her hormones were better, her gut was better, her everything was better, her energy levels. Like, I would say she's thriving in back in that lifestyle of what she needed for her body, and she is able to do those high energy things.
Well, yeah, and like, I think at any time, if we stop, like you were saying earlier, stop listening to our body, even if, you know, there is all these like tests and all these things, like, still, if it doesn't resonate with you,
mindfulness,
then just
around eating,
do what you want to do or what you're drawn to as well. I think that's important too.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, why O's are good with high intensity exercises. They thrive off of them, which I was like, that makes sense for her. She like gets more energy when she's doing it.
Yeah.
And I love spin, but if I go to spin, I'm like done for the day. Like, because I go so hard that I'm like, cause I just feel the room. That's just my personality. And I like get into it.
Yeah.
And I like being with others for that. But it's like, and then I can't do people. I have no energy, and the next day I'm like depressed. I was like, why? Right?
Yeah.
Why? I'm type A, and loud noises and all that stuff, like, I only can take in small bits, and high intensity exercises, they say, aren't for me. Walks, yoga, and only running and stuff if you've been doing it and your body's in that shape where it's not taking you into like a flight or fight mode.
Yeah.
So after I read that, I started not like sprinting in my runs and just like walking a bit and like breathing the air and listening to the birds and treating it more like a meditative run.
Yeah.
I had more energy than ever.
And felt better. There's a lot of women actually that are saying, you know, and I don't know what their blood type is, but just a lot of women who are coming from that intensity, all those intense workouts and stuff, and they're like, I used to work out 3 hours a day, and now they're
oh
like,
gosh,
you know, like,
so hard on your hormones.
Well, yeah, scaling it back. And I think that's like a major focus, you know, in the collective right now, is just like, let's get those fucking hormones in check, you know?
Yeah, let's
I think
check
like,
back in with our bodies.
Like, and a free thing to do in Canada, I guess, is to get your blood tested. And if you can work with somebody, you know, like a naturopath first, that's going to understand that, you know, all of the things that you need tested.
They're gonna listen.
And at what point in your cycle to test them, because that's important too. That's important too.
That's what the naturopath does. They test you on day, 3 and 21, I think.
Yeah, or 19. But the...
Or between 19 and 21 or something.
Yeah, around
that.
They're
like, please go get your blood done at this day and this day.
Yeah, especially for, like, I think it's estrogen, progesterone, because that's when, you know, it's supposed to start spiking. I don't know. I'm not trained in this, but I think that's, like, a first step to see, like, where your hormones are at least, you know? Because that's been very eye-opening for me. I wish I had that information, like, years ago.
For sure.
You know, because it was all, oh, take this antibiotic, you know? And that was a frustrating thing for me too. Antibiotics.
Oh, fucking antibiotics.
Yeah, I had to take them because, well, This is another thing. I got my wisdom teeth taken out a year ago, or almost a year ago in May. And they're like, immediately take these, you know, right, make so you sure don't get you. Infection. And, but then looking, like, of course, did some research, and it says it's not, like, the infection rate. It's without really taking antibiotics and with taking antibiotics. And I was just like so sad because, but when I was taking antibiotics, my skin again was like clear.
It clears it up, but and, after.
But yeah, and I had a low grade infection though in my one wisdom tooth. So I thought getting my wisdom teeth taken out, that's going to be yeah, the ticket. But then, yeah. But then taking the antibiotics, my skin just like got way worse, and I was just like
after, fuck yeah, it wipes out your biome and
microbiome.
Yeah, so
yeah, I will not be doing that again.
Yeah, that's the doctor's first move, is antibiotics. Let's put you on low dose antibiotics or yeah, whatever.
Just like a cover up for what's actually going on, and for me right now, like I really want to focus just on, you know, seeing even those little ways that I'm pushing myself, you know, just those mm-hmm. little ways. Because it's like, too, I remember sitting in my naturopath's office and she's like, are you, like, she's like, what's your stress? I was like, I just started crying. I was like, I shouldn't be stressed out, you know. But sometimes, you know, you are. So I don't know. I think that is a big thing. You know, none of us are perfect. We all, and you know, the capacity for people is different. For mothers, I feel, you know, sometimes feel bad for even saying that I'm, you know, stressed out or overwhelmed because it's such a different,
everyone has their own life and
yeah,
it's nothing to be ashamed about
and a different capacity stresses. Right for yeah, for things. But yeah, that's like my main focus. And I also do love looking at that, the tests, because I love anything individualized, more individualized, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, hey, we're not all the same. And that makes more sense to me than like follow one
fad diet. Yeah. We came out of a diet culture.
Yeah.
With our generation, like not only with the binge drinking, but like size 2, size 4.
But we're getting back into it.
Yeah. Like only acceptable. And like, I just watched Devil Wears Prada and I was like, this shit is so outdated. Toxic. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like so bad. And it's like, you know, you only can be successful if you look a certain way and you act a certain way and you're working 16 hours a day and whatever. It is so toxic. And so we came out of that, like, this diet, this diet, this diet, and it's just not realistic, it's not manageable, and it's not individualized. And I think if people look, do some research, are more conscious, are more aware, then that is a good place to start. Yeah. Anyway, like, you know, it's not, because everyone wants an instant solution, and that yeah, is not going to happen. Like I said, I tried the one thing for a year, and time actually goes by really fast. So seeing what works for you and being a learner and looking for manageable solutions that you can maintain realistically, not a New Year's resolution, not a diet that you're going to do for 15 days, not like, what are you going to maintain in your life and develop these healthy habits that, I'm just going to throw it out there, then you can start to see your everyday ordinary is extraordinary is when you develop these, you know, good things for your body.
Plug.
And, yeah. Just like, it's just coming back to you and doing yes, what's right for you, not the next person or whatever. And I love Nicole that. Jardin says about, like, you said someone was exercising for 3 hours a day, and it's actually only 10%, by the way, exercise for like body. It's the rest is what you put in your mouth. So mm-hmm, like working out 3 hours a day, she's like, I remember her voice. It's like, your body doesn't know if you're getting chased by a lion or spinning your brains yeah, out. It doesn't know the difference, and it's going to put a bunch of fucking cortisol. She didn't say that.
A bunch of
fucking cortisol. It's going to release a bunch of cortisol.
I think, and yeah,
that affects your hormone.
Totally. Balance. And that's a thing within body talk too. Like I got into it for my skin, but it helped me with so much more than that, you know, because like that's a concept within it essentially too, you know, like you're also dealing with the things that are going on underneath when it comes to stress, different triggers and stuff like that. So having awareness and having different tools that help to, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever read Body Keeps Score.
No, I'll write it down.
But it's basically, you know, like things happen to you in your life where even if it's not trauma or whatever it is, but our bodies can hold on to those experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a child, they can take in things that are completely, you know, different than what you would view as an adult with a fully formed brain. But so our bodies can carry those things with us into adulthood, you know?
Oh, of course.
So that is an aspect of, you know, what we do with body talk is instead of talking, you know, consciously and trying to, what is that? Intellectualize things. It's like you're talking to the body, so it's, you're working with the subconscious rather than,
mm-hmm. rather something than, you didn't know or you've yeah. not experienced or gone through.
Yeah, having yeah. an impact. And then once you have that awareness, it can help to release. But like you said, with anything, it's going to take like consistency and work. Yeah. And I think that's the shitty thing. There's yeah. no like quick fix. Even if you can get to the root of different things, it's like it's going to take time, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the hard thing, yeah. I think.
And there'll always be times where you fucking get hit by a bus. Like, that's just a reality yeah. of it, right?
No, there's always so going to be true. Lows.
Yeah. But if there wasn't lows, we wouldn't get to experience the highs.
Absolutely.
Like, so, and I think being aware of, for women, cyclical behaviors that go along with, like, you know, try your best. And I fucking hate this, but it always happens in my calendar. I was like, great, I have a speaking event on the day I'm getting my period where I know I should be resting and not seeing any humans at all.
That was like this week for me.
And it took me like 5 days to recover because I wasn't resting at the time where I knew. But sometimes you just, like, when it comes to work, like, you can't and stuff falls on the dates. Or, like, try not to book a holiday when you're with yeah. your in-laws
but
during
it's like
your period, fun. Which seems like always happens. I was like, Christmas, always. And I, like, have zero capacity to deal with anyone, even my own family, let alone, like, throw me to the wolves. Like, I can't deal with mass amounts of people yeah. when I always break down. Like, know yourself. Yeah. Try to book your calendar out the best you can.
Yes.
Record when your period is. Gosh, like, we have apps and watches and, you know.
Yes, that's something I've been doing religiously is the tracking of yeah. my period.
Yes, it helps oh, so much.
So much.
When you look at it, you're like, oh, that makes total sense.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's so true. It's like, why is, like, the chewing of my partner making me want to, like,
murder
him? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just have a spare room and have them go in it yeah. when you don't. It's, and you know, like, and we talked about this with Darcy Heck on, like, pleasure and stuff like that. And when, you know, have as much sex as you can during, and I hate when the moon cycle thing, and they're like, if you don't want to be on birth control, like, plan not to have sex when you're ovulating. And I was like, but it's the best time.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to have sex
it's like
other
and
time.
I feel beautiful, like, yeah, so beautiful.
So just use condoms, I guess.
Yeah, that's
if you're not. And I don't recommend anyone go on birth control because it really fucks you up. If we're going back to, like, teen years and 20s, like, I always forget to start from the beginning, but that is the beginning mm-hmm. of, like, fucking with hormones. I, like, at 14 was on Depo-Provera, which is the needle, so you don't get your period, and I felt great, but I had no moods, and I was a great exerciser and a great, but I had zero sex drive, and then by 19 I was getting, because this is your highest time for absorption, so anything you do can cause other issues when you fuck with your hormones. I was on the running team, and I got fractures in my tibias. So the bone in the bottom of my legs, stress fractures. I was 19. I was running five times a week with my running team for like 30 minutes. I should not have been getting stress fractures. What was it? When you're on Depo-Provera, it blocks calcium intake into your bones. So I was getting early like onset osteoporosis.
That's crazy.
So I went off it and then cystic acne. And then like tons.
So you've been dealing with it since then?
Yeah, dealing with it since going off a high, and then going on a high progesterone, high estrogen birth control to take care of the acne or something like that. And then it caused worse cystic acne. Yeah, and then since then, during pregnancy, it was great. And then I started eating, I didn't love eggs. And then in the hospital, they gave me eggs and an egg and cheese sandwich. I was like, this is fucking delicious. And I started eating eggs so much. It was so funny because
so
I never
easy,
loved.
Though. Like, right?
Yeah.
Eggs are
and
so
then,
easy.
Eggs are easy. And then I didn't know why I was getting acne. Yeah. And then like it moves from there to there with your different ages and different hormones and what you're going through in your life. So yeah, I've been dealing with it since.
Beard.
Yeah, I feel like that's a later in, was that, or you, it was always that during teens?
Well, once I got everything else, you know, smoothed out, not during teens though, it was like everywhere.
It was
during
just everywhere.
Teens. Yeah, but now it's definitely, you know, the Shania Twain song. Like, I wish that I could grow a beard. My skin is acting weird. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and it's so hard.
Yeah.
Like, it emotionally. It's so hard. Yeah.
I know it is hard. It is a journey, and I feel like the more we talk about it, like you're doing now, and you know, just in general, just to be like, hey, this is something that I have too. It's not a big deal. And I find even like with the younger generations, it's like more and more, I mean, it's so beautiful to see like my sister's age. They're very much like, it's just built into them to be like, I don't know if you want to say feminist, but, you know, just, like, supportive and, like, okay with themselves and their bodies. Of course, they have struggles, but they're just so much, like, I just feel, like, the confidence. And I'm like, okay, we're doing something, you know?
Yeah.
This is changing. So that's cool. So it's just, like, continuing to
but,
do that.
Yeah, being honest about what you're going through. Yeah, everyone's going through something.
Yeah.
Like, we all are. Yeah. No one's like, I figured it out.
Yeah, like, I'm completely perfect, even though social media can seem that
way. And that's so toxic, too.
Because people, like, and I found, too, it's like, when you do talk about the things, sometimes, like, it's not as, like, popular, but I think it's still important to bring awareness to and talk about, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And makeup's gotten better if you're not feeling confident. Like, makeup always helps me feel a little bit. Like, I still hate, and I did one reel where I was like, it was a very popular one, but I'm like, I can't do that all the time. Like, I'm not going to repeat that. It was so vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, I struggle with skin. And, like, I can't replicate it because it was, like, a moment in time where I felt vulnerable and I felt sharing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But like going on camera is really hard too, but like makeup does help me feel more confident when I go on camera.
Yeah.
So,
and like,
which
why
I have to do for my job.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Yeah. And I think that's the thing too. It's like, you know, those things that help to support us feel more confident, like there's no shame in that either, because I feel like there was a point in time where it was like, oh, or and even people online, I just saw somebody post about, like, it was about her belly posed and unposed or whatever, and like a bunch of men were tearing her down saying it was like a catfish. But I find that with like makeup too, people do that. So yeah, I think like anything that makes you feel more confident, fucking why not?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, I also love makeup. I love makeup in general, but I always have, even before I got acne.
I didn't. I was like a non, so it was a really big like shift for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the feel of it on my face. I can't wait to wash it off. But
yeah,
it does make me feel more confident, and like, it can be fun. But, like, I never had to wear it all over. Like, I only had to dab it here. So, like, going from that, yeah. Like, going, now I barely have to dab it there because I figured out my ferritin levels, so iron levels, finally. That's another adventure. I was at a 4, and you're supposed to be between 73 and 200. I don't know. Did they test your ferritin?
Yeah, she said my ferritin was fine.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. You're a no. I'm just going to throw that out there. That's usually a thing for O's. For A's, like low ferritin. No, the non-issue for O's. Yeah, that's what it said in the book. So again, just saying that really? The book makes sense again. makeup. Yeah, I was like, I don't like the feeling of it and I will wash it off immediately. But it can help.
Yeah.
Like, it can help. And whatever, like, if your pants don't fit, go buy new pants.
Yeah.
Or trade someone. I don't know.
I know. Can't afford it. These jeans, actually, they're, like, the loosest, most comfy jean I've ever owned. And they, like, they stretch out.
Yeah, never buy pants and be like, these will fit later. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh, I love these jeans so much. Like, I get why men wear jeans all the time. Because... when, like, these are comfy. They're not, like
nice
tight.
Cotton ones.
Yeah.
With cotton in them. Like, lots of cotton. And high. I like that they're high.
The high waist. Yeah. Well, now, that's another thing that, like, worries me right now is just we're kind of coming back to, they call it, like, cocaine thin era.
Right.
Where it's, like...
with baggy, low waist, like low rise. Down with very thin...
I'm not worried about that because, girls who... feel confident again and look good, but then, you know, just that whole focus, there's a focus again on being skinny. It's trendy right now.
And the only way you can be thin is just by simply not eating.
Yeah.
So.
And then that fucks with your hormones. Yeah. So.
Wouldn't recommend the cocaine diet. Yeah.
But just the look of that, you know, like, you know, back in the day with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie and... they talk about it, like, even Christina Aguilera way back in the day, like, you know?
Oh, to be under the constant pressure and in the spotlight would be really tough.
And to, like, that's a whole nother thing, but, like, you know, women were treated as just objects, mm-hmm. you know, and we're kind of coming out of that ourselves, too. And I know our, like, grandmothers and stuff like that had to deal with that, but yeah. Just, like, being objects rather than, hey, we're human beings. We need to nourish our bodies. Our bodies are more than just...
something for you to comment on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Not okay to comment on someone's body.
I know. Only kids, because they're innocent.
Compliment. Like, you know, like, oh, you look amazing today. But don't say it's because you're looking thinner. Like, you said I love your earrings when you came in. Sacrifice your well-being for that. And we definitely came out of... he talked about that doctor. So the blood type... diet, he is a doctor and nutritionist, and his dad actually started this concept in the 50s, and he was a doctor, so it's
That's
not like
cool.
something new. His dad was just like, I think there's something here, and he like started to like, and then he like did the, he took his dad's research, and he was like, he was right. And he said he worked with the trainer for Victoria's Secret because they're in the spotlight and they have to maintain for all, they have these like basically unattainable standards for their careers, but they adapted the blood typing diet because of the fact that the inflammation's not there and their diets are so impossible that this helped them maintain what they needed to be in the spotlight with less difficulty because they could, you know, each person was individual instead of like, we just eat whatever.
Yeah.
And a model was interviewed once and she like, instead of recommending like not eating something or dieting, she's like, I just recommend people get a lot of sleep. I think that really helps. I thought that was a good
really
answer.
Cool. Yeah.
That's a nice answer. Because yeah. they are in that industry, unfortunately, and they are objects or objectified.
Yeah.
So, it's terrible. I don't know a way around it or a solution, but...
I think, too, just, like, the more we take our power back, you know?
Yeah, which, unfortunately, in the States, it seems to be reversing at the moment.
I know.
Really.
I know.
It's actually very sad and scary, but that's a whole nother podcast.
I know. There's so many other things, but, yeah.
Yeah, it seems, it just seems so fucked up, actually. You're like, how is this? And, yeah, anyway.
To exist as a woman in this world still, like people say, you know, because men are finally feeling a little bit uncomfortable. It's like, welcome to the fucking show, you know?
Yeah.
But no,
but
like, I'm not against
men. It's about equally rising together. It's not about one rising over the other.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Just asking for equality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's intimidating, you know? But I think it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like regardless of, you know, the challenges that we are going through, I think still it's going to raise awareness and like make people more angry and aware of what's
going
on.
Fighting for their rights and voting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, because like a right to your own body is,
I know,
pretty sad that that's getting taken away. I love Melinda Gates' book. It's called A Moment of Lift. And she does 20 years of data collection and research of women all over the globe. So it's a really great read.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and like she like went, like, she's amazing. She like went into India and like did data on sex research, like sex workers in like India and women who had to be sex workers to get by and had children to care for and whatever. Like she went in there and collected data. So like, say what you want about the Gates, but I actually really like them both. And they're both trying to save the world. Anyway, yeah. We've got so off topic. Sorry. Thank you for being here. Again, say where everyone can find you with all the things that you do.
You can find me at CourtneyFlorence.xo on Instagram. That's mostly where I hang out.
Yeah, and find out all your services and what you do there. Thank you so much. It was nice chatting with you. I might have to cut out the end where I talk about energy.
You're like political.
I don't usually talk politics on here. That's okay.
I always wonder with that stuff too, but
if you're looking for some time for yourself to relax, release, and unwind, Oasis has the perfect space for you. They offer yoga and spin classes of all levels. Whether you are a beginner or advanced student, Oasis thrives on accommodating all aspects of the practice. Let their serene environment and gracious staff help you in your journey of peace, healing, and strength. Sign up online at www.oasishotyogastudio.com or by downloading the Oasis Hot Yoga Studio app. Feel like yourself. You deserve it.